Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Steph Curry, can he be your number one? Well, he draws the attention like a number one, right? Now the league has evolved. Luka's better than he was 2 years ago.
No doubt.
Jokic is better. Jokic is better.
Yes.
SGA's better.
Yes.
Devin Booker's better.
Yes.
Who am I missing? You got Wimby down in San Antonio. The Clippers have given up issues. So the league is better. So it's tough to judge here. All right, let's bring in our main man. And I don't know if you got hit with bricks that night in Phoenix when Draymond Green was down there, Eddie. Because I told you he's hitting the three this year, Eddie Johnson, as we bring him in on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands and Lathrop, longtime Suns color commentator, NBA veteran, played for a long, long time, one of the best scorers in the league, over 20,000 career points. Eddie Johnson, also Sirius NBA Radio with our boy Justin Termini. Eddie, good morning to you. Happy holidays. It's been kind of a theme of the show. So before we get into basketball, I'm going to ask you some oddball questions here. Number one, is there a drone problem in Phoenix? Because apparently there's a drone problem in New Jersey.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of people, like, you know what it is? I think some people are wishing they're UFOs, okay? So I don't know if it's a drone problem, more so than people are hoping that it's UFOs, okay? And I don't get it. I mean, you go into any electronic shop, you're seeing these drones. You know that the future has drones written all over it. And so I'm a little bit shocked that people are worried. I know people love their privacy and all of that. And I haven't paid too much attention to it. I finally read one article last night, but, you know, it was kind of funny, man. We got people that's really weirded out about things flying around. I don't understand that.
I'm with you, Eddie. Shasky brought it to my attention to start the show. I'm like, what? He's like, dude, are you living under a rock? I'm like, dude, I'm watching hoops, man. I don't know what's going on out there. And number two, since it seems to be a theme, and I don't know what your holiday spread looks like. You know, I got my mom making gumbo for Christmas. Have you ever tried raccoon, Eddie? Have you ever tried raccoon?
I got a raccoon coat.
That's a flex,
wait a minute.
Man.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I love that.
Made of raccoon?
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not kidding. You got that raccoon fur under me? Come on, Eddie. You must have a guy, man. You got that raccoon fur?
Listen, I'm going to tell you all one thing. Like, it's so funny because I was in Oakland one particular year when you all were always getting to the finals. and we were walking back to our hotel. And we happened to walk past this garbage can, like a collection of garbage cans or whatever. And we had stopped to talk. And then I looked up, and this raccoon was, like, staring at my boss, Sean Butler, SiriusXM. And out of nowhere, was another one just sitting there, just looking at him. And it looked like they were getting ready to jump. And I said, Sean, don't move. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, man, don't move. And it was two big, giant raccoons. I didn't know that you all had all these raccoons out there.
Oh, yeah, they're vicious.
So basically, what you're telling me is, that you're out there in the alleys and whatnot hunting down raccoons and then cooking them.
No one is doing that in San Francisco.
Not in the Bay Area.
I will let you know that right now.
Xavier Leggett of the Carolina Panthers and Jerry Jones are admitting that, we love raccoon. We had it for Thanksgiving, which is kind of wild.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
That's what he said. But let me ask you an NBA question. Steve Kerr still believes that Steph Curry can be the number one on a championship team. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I can. And it's based on how devastating he could be. And that's why he would still be a number one. Now, would it be a number one, but not quite there, a number one? Like, he'll be better than his number two. He'd be more devastating. Like, you could bring an all-star there. Say, for instance, for example, say Jimmy Butler went there. Mm-hmm. Okay? Steph would still be number one. Like, even though people might say Jimmy Butler can do more, right? So that's the way I look at it. He's still going to, because he's devastating. Like, what he does can turn the game. And, you know, no, he's not going to get 10 rebounds. He's not going to get 10 assists. He's not going to rack up triple doubles. But what he will do, he will force your defense to have to deal with him the entire time he's on the floor. And that's the number one. Think about it, right? Yeah. Think about it. When you go into a game and you're game planning against somebody, you're basically game planning, like, historically, Magic, okay? Even though Magic wasn't the best scorer on the Lakers, but you're game planning for Magic, right?
Yep.
You're game planning for, all the great players, the King, Bird, MJ, all of them. Steph would still be that, but, you know, here's a good stat, and Michael Jordan fans don't like when I say this, but Scottie Pippen statistically in all of their six finals, led in every category except scoring.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
Yep.
So, although Michael was the number one, Gotti led in all categories. He scored. He had more rebounds than MJ, more assists, more steals, all of it in the six championships. So, that's what I would say. Yeah, Steph, of course, can still be a number one.
No doubt. We're going to get to the ratings with you, Eddie Johnson, the new All-Star Game format. Get your thoughts on that. But first, I want to ask you about the Dennis Schroeder edition. It's a low-risk, high-reward move for the Golden State Warriors, moving D'Anthony Melton and a few second-round picks. As we know, Melton's out for the season with the ACL in his left knee. Schroeder comes over. He's going to be a free agent after the season. How do you like to fit with the Golden State Warriors here?
Man, you all cold, man. Y'all cold. Well, y'all hardcore out there in the Bay Area, man. Like, you know, like D'Anthony Melton at home in crutches, man. He laying up with his leg on top of a bed somewhere. Hey, y'all just trade the guy. And that D'Anthony Melton's like, I can't play. How can they trade me? I mean, I can't even play.
Hey, Eddie, at least it's New York City. At least he's going to New York City.
But you all are cold, man. That's cold, man. So, you know, that maybe that's how y'all won titles, man. Y'all hardcore out there. But, no, I like Dennis Schroeder. I just question if he's going to be that guy that you all have seen over the last 2 years in other teams. Like, for instance, he can't, you know, in Brooklyn, he handled the ball a lot. He's not going to handle the ball a lot in Golden State. So that's the other negative, right? Because the offense is predicated more on what? Movement, passing the ball quickly and all of that. But Dennis Schroeder is a guy that really, you know, he creates. With the ball in his hands. Like, he creates the shots, he creates the finding people. It's not this, you know, hockey assist type movement stuff. I don't know, maybe he can do it, but the Dennis Schroeder that I know that has upped his game, international play and with Brooklyn, that guy has the ball in his hands. And so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Where do you think that the Warriors go from here? You know, you're looking at their roster. They're connected with a lot of different teams in terms of rumors and trades and players. What do you think the next domino is?
Well, I think the biggest problem is they've always been able to pencil somebody in, right? Whether he was a big part of the team or a small part. You know, years ago, David West. You know, it's just different guys that you've been able to put in place that enhanced the full package of the team. And obviously, you went young. And, you know, a lot of times when you do, okay, decide to go young, you know, in high draft picks, I mean, Kuminga and Moody were, you know, first-round picks, you wonder if they're going to be able to elevate their game, grow quickly in time so Steph can have another opportunity to go deep. He and Draymond can go deep into the playoffs. And, you know, I don't know what the light is on Kuminga. I like him. I know a lot of teams out there would love to have him. I know Golden State's afraid to move him because they feel like he could take off. But I think that's the problem, right, that Kuminga hasn't elevated himself to that level to where they can say, man, this dude could be he's a number two. Because that's what's open, right? They don't really have a number two.
Yep.
You know, I know you all think that with Draymond shooting 39% from three, but
hey Eddie, that brick didn't hit you in Phoenix, Eddie. That was great television, but that brick didn't hit you down there in Phoenix.
Trust me. That 39 by All-Star break, it'll be down to 32. Don't worry.
Oh, Eddie.
So you're gonna go on the Draymond Green podcast next week or what?
Draymond Green show?
Great, look, Draymond's a tremendous basketball player. I swear I would have loved to play with him, even though he drives you crazy when he's not on your team. And the only thing I've ever questioned with him is, you know, the quick punch on people. You know, that part when the other guys really won't retaliate because they're afraid to lose $100,000 and Draymond's not. But other than that, as a basketball player, as a connector, he's tremendous. And so, yeah, but I'll applaud his rebounding. I'll applaud his defense. I'll applaud his passing. But you will never, ever get me to applaud his ability to make threes, okay? Not buying it.
Eddie Johnson here on the River Islands guest line. We love Eddie, SiriusXM, NBA radio with Justin Turbidy, also the Suns color commentator, played a long time in this league, man. Long, long time. Very good basketball player. Check out his numbers and his highlight tapes. Real quick, before we get, because you kind of touched on Kuminga there, and that was my next question, but the All-Star game format and the NBA ratings. Let's start with the ratings. What do you think has contributed to the dip in ratings? Now, locally, the Warriors do great. Locally, they do amazing. Best ratings, I believe, in the NBA when it comes to local television, but or the regional networks. But overall, you know, ESPN, TNT, the ratings have just dipped tremendously. What do you think has been the biggest problem, or what has been the biggest contributor to those ratings dipping in the NBA?
Well, it's a combination of things. And I think, you know, look, the league got it great. They got it right 40 years ago when they decided to make players the face of the league, right? When they tagged Magic and Bird, it started a revolution of, okay, who's the next face, right? And so it went from Magic and Bird, right, to MJ. And not to disrespect all the other players that were playing. I'm just talking about face of the league. It went to MJ, right? And then it went sort of like to a combination of Kobe and Shaq. And then it went to obviously LeBron, Duncan, and Kevin Durant. And then Steph Curry. Like, so we've had faces of the league. The problem is LeBron has lasted so long as the face. The movement to the next air was like intersected, right? So did Steph get enough attention as the face? Did KD get enough attention? And then in the middle of all of this, the game has changed with the three-point shooting. Now, a lot of the guys that I just told you, they can be duplicated. Magic has been duplicated somewhat. Jokic, Luka, they can pass like Magic, right? And LeBron, like, you know, you got big guys out there. We haven't seen anybody like LeBron ever with his physicality. But guess what? If Zion can ever stay healthy, we'll see another LeBron in that situation. Steph might be the only person of this run that's not duplicated. But what did they tag onto Steph? They tagged analytics onto him. And because of that, you know, I haven't seen another Steph Curry. Trae Young tried to be Steph Curry, but he's not. And what's happened with analytics is we got 9 teams shooting over 40 threes a game. Boston is shooting 51, okay? And so a fan can turn on a game, and they're watching this. And you've seen it. They'll watch go up and down 8 times and shoot threes every time and break them. Like, that's not pretty basketball, man. And I think that's part of my issue is analytics is good for the sport, but I think it's too much. It's like eating Christmas dinner coming up, right? I mean, the first 3-4 bites, that's the bites that taste good. But if you keep eating it just because it looks good, what's going to happen? You're going to get full. You're not going to like it, right? So that's the way I look at it. We're just getting too much of a heavy dose of threes. And that is all we do now. And everybody has copied that because of Steph. But we're not going to see, I believe, another Steph Curry. I don't. We've seen another MJ. We saw it in Kobe. We saw Vince Carter. We saw T-Mac. We saw guys that could play like him. And this is the final part. The one guy now that's come along that we say, man, he looks like MJ and Kobe, right? And Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
What has analytics done to him?
He's shooting 10 threes a game, Eddie.
He's taking 10 a game. And then he has the audacity to say he doesn't like the dunk. And he's in his fifth year. So that's the problem, man. It's like, you know, they got to understand that the beauty of the game grabs eyes. And if you just, you know, just chuck up threes and, you know, and if it's not going, yeah, when you're knocking them down, it looks really beautiful and all of that. But a lot of times, they're just not knocking them down. You're only making, you know, 40% of them, 30-something percent of them. Excuse me, 30-something percent of them. So you're making three and you're missing seven. Okay, and so, you know, you combine that with both teams on each end. It just takes away the beauty of the game, running off screens and setting down screens, setting back kicks, running plays, moving the ball from strong to weak. It's like, that's basketball, man. And I'm not an old man on my lawn. I understand that threes are important, but it's not shouldn't be the one thing that takes over our game. Back to the basket play. Where are they? Like, we will never see another Kareem. And it's not because they're not capable. It's just because they won't let them. So another Kareem or Akeem, you won't see them. And to me, that's what analytics has done. They don't like me. I like them. I just don't care for their package at the high level that they do.
What do you make of the All-Star game tweaks? It feels like we're trying to fix something that, to me, is so tiny. It's like a drop of water in a bucket of oceans out there. Trying to fix the All-Star game is ridiculous. Like, I'm looking at the schedule and the formats and all these things. Like, I think it's silly. What do you think of the All-Star game?
Well, again, whatever Adam Silver's trying to do, it's not his fault. Like, the players have made him do things like this because they don't play in the All-Star game. It's a joke. It truly is. Like, what happened to competitive spirit, man? No, I don't want to turn on a game, an All-Star game, and just see guys run up and down and dunk the ball with no defense. The beauty of the dunk is when you dunk on somebody. It's like just dunking on a rim. I can go grab some guys off the street that can jump, and they can go dunk. Okay? But what I love about a dunk is when you posterize somebody. Well, ain't no posters in the All-Star game. They get out of the way. They don't even go at each other. It's that part, man, that Adam Silver had to change. And he was very disturbed last year when he thought that they would play hard and answer what he was, you know, asking them to do, and they didn't. And so they can't be mad at him. You know, they just can't, man. He's trying to do something to make it work, because what's going to happen if it doesn't work? They're going to get rid of the game. And they're going to sort of do other stuff.
Which would be criminal. That'd be criminal. Eddie, I know you're sound like you're at the airport or whatnot, so I want to get you out of here, but real quickly, what do you think about maybe switching up the conferences? Or I have this theory that maybe you should go to a Premier League format like they do in European soccer, where you get rid of the East and West, you do one table, you get 3 points for a win, you get a point for a tie if you tie at the end of overtime, the first overtime or whatnot. Just something to spice up the regular season and maybe spike the ratings, because they travel, and I know traveling can be difficult at times in the NBA. I'm not going to say that, even though you guys are flying business or whatnot. But
the travel is really difficult. I drive my car right to the plane. I park it right there. I get out. They take my luggage. I walk on. I got a 5-star meal. I'm in a first class seat. Oh, it's just so
So daunting, Eddie. So such a grueling grind. Do you think they're going to do away with conferences, East and West, and just maybe do just one table at some point, or one conference?
Well, if they did that, as long as everybody got the same amount of games against the same amount of teams, right? So if one team has got a weaker schedule than the other one, then that's not fair, right?
Right.
So that's why the East West, you can balance it out a little bit. You only play them one each during the course of the season, and you know the travel is not as bad as you say. And then, you know, it's equality. I think that's the problem. Yeah. So if they brought them all together, I just don't know with arena rentals and how they do the schedule, how that could play out. But, you know, anything to spice it up. I mean, I love what Adam Silver has done. I love his mindset and how he's unafraid to try things. And I'm just waiting on, obviously, Seattle to get their team back. And I'm just waiting on that. So when that happens, I'm good.
All right, Eddie. Happy holidays to you, brother. We'll see you when you come to the Bay Area January. Or actually, you come into the Bay next week. Saturday night, December 28th.
Next week, I'll get there early so I can go out there and watch Draymond warm up with three.
Hey, we'll get you back on TV, too, and I'll make sure he splash a couple just for you.
Yeah. All right. We'll do.
All right, Eddie. Happy holidays, man. Safe travels. Eddie, man, he's always good to us, man. He's fun. Isn't he fun? There's a lot there, too. I want to back from Eddie.
Well, you know, I know we're going to do the injury report here in a second. How many college basketball players are there in Division I? Do you know? I know exactly how many.
I don't.
Okay, I saw this stat. I'm stealing this from the internet. Yep. It flashed across my timeline. There are 5,600 Division I college basketball players.
Okay.
How many are shooting 35?